Endurance sports such as running and triathlon are powerful tools for mental health, not just physical fitness. The central claim is that sustained aerobic training changes brain chemistry, builds psychological resilience, and strengthens social bonds, producing benefits that extend into everyday life. The article notes that 85% of regular runners report significant improvements in mental clarity and emotional stability after training, and many describe endurance sessions as a moving form of meditation. A major part of the argument is neurochemical. The runner's high is explained as being driven mainly by endocannabinoids rather than only endorphins. Endocannabinoids can cross the blood-brain barrier more readily, producing reduced anxiety, lower pain sensitivity, clearer focus, greater optimism, and stronger social connection. The article states that 69% to 77% of endurance runners reach this euphoric state at least once. Training for as little as 20 to 60 minutes can shift brain chemistry in ways that persist for hours, lowering stress and improving social interaction. Endurance training also increases brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF, a protein linked to learning, memory, and neural plasticity. Over the long term, regular training may build cortical reserve, with the article claiming up to 25% more cortical thickness between ages 40 and 70. Many athletes begin noticing mental changes around week 6 of consistent training, when the brain's reward system becomes more responsive and motivation feels more accessible. Outdoor exercise is highlighted as an additional benefit, because it can create meditation-like mental states that are difficult to achieve through practice alone. The second major theme is mental toughness. Running is described as a laboratory for building resilience, tenacity, determination, and tolerance of negative emotions. The article argues that mental barriers such as self-doubt, fear of failure, and performance anxiety are not permanent. They can be managed through practical techniques. Examples include focusing on the next aid station, counting breaths for 1 mile at a time, and concentrating on form for short intervals. Positive self-talk is emphasized as a performance tool. One specific technique is using you instead of I, creating psychological distance from negative thoughts. Mantras are presented as short, personalized phrases that help athletes stay composed during pain and doubt. Importantly, the article says mental toughness is not about avoiding discomfort. Athletes who accept discomfort as part of the process develop stronger psychological resilience. Triathlon is presented as having unique mental health advantages because it combines swimming, cycling, and running. The variety prevents monotony, reduces burnout, and forces the brain to adapt across multiple disciplines. Triathletes are said to show improved mood and psychological well-being compared with general population norms, and their mental toughness tends to increase with race experience. The multi-sport format also creates repeated opportunities to manage pressure, especially during transitions. The article notes that 70% of athletes experience pre-race anxiety, but triathletes can use the structure of the sport to practice coping under stress. Training in natural environments, especially open water swimming, is said to reduce perceived effort and fatigue while increasing energy compared with indoor training. Social support is another key factor, because training partners understand the specific demands of the sport and help athletes stay consistent. Community is treated as a central mechanism for mental health. Group training is said to lower stress by 26% while improving fitness and emotional stability. Shared training routines create accountability, motivation, and a sense of belonging. The article claims that athletes who train with stronger partners can work up to 200% harder and longer, suggesting that social energy can amplify effort. Shared victories, from hill repeats to race finishes, strengthen emotional bonds and increase vitality. In triathlon clubs, 51% of members sign up for races when the club participates, showing that group identity can drive commitment. The broader takeaway is that endurance communities provide support systems that help athletes process setbacks, maintain consistency, and celebrate progress. The article also argues that a mental health-focused training plan should treat psychological well-being as seriously as physical performance. It recommends a biopsychosocial approach that integrates physical, mental, and social factors. Even elite athletes are not immune to mental health challenges. The article says up to half of high-level athletes surveyed face at least one mental health challenge. A balanced plan should include clear mental and physical goals, protected time for mental skills work, team or group training, daily emotional check-ins, and recovery strategies for both mind and body. Sleep is identified as critical because sleep deprivation affects physical output and hormone balance. Tracking should include sleep quality, daily energy, mood, workout satisfaction, recovery effectiveness, and social connection. Athletes who keep training diaries show better self-awareness and long-term progress. The article warns that overtraining signals, especially overwhelming stress, require adjustments to intensity. Digital tools can help, but they work best when combined with human support. Two practical additions are included. First, stomach issues during an Ironman can significantly affect mental health and endurance performance. The article argues that proactive race day stomach management helps reduce anxiety, maintain focus, and improve the overall race experience. Second, improving mobility can support mental health by reducing physical discomfort, making training more enjoyable, increasing confidence, and fostering a positive mindset. The critical takeaways are that endurance training improves mental health through measurable brain changes, builds resilience by exposing athletes to manageable stress, and is amplified by social connection. The benefits are not limited to race day. They shape how athletes handle stress, motivation, and setbacks in daily life. The most effective approach combines consistent training, mental skills practice, recovery, outdoor exposure, and community support. Athletes should track both physical and psychological metrics, listen to early warning signs of overtraining, and view mental health as a core part of performance. In short, endurance sports can act as a structured, social, and neurochemically active pathway to greater mental stability, confidence, and resilience.